Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, I was just reading in Matthew again, and I'm just amazed at the people's responses to him in places where they weren't familiar with Jesus. They were amazed at the miracles that he performed. They were just amazed at the teachings and all of his just wisdom and knowledge, and it was powerful. But when he went back to his own hometown, he got a different response. The people that knew who he was before he was who he was, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I was reading in it's in chapter 13, verse 53. It says, "Coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in their synagogue, and they were amazed. They said, 'Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers?' they asked. And then they said this, 'Well, isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers named James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't his sisters with us? Where did this man get all these things?' And then it says, and they took offense with him." They just could not receive his ministry. Would not. They refused. And then it says, "But Jesus said to them, 'Only in his hometown and his own house is a prophet without honor.' And he did something, and he could not do many miracles because of their lack of faith." So even Jesus could not do what he was sent to do if there's no faith. They couldn't. It just wasn't possible. Because if you think about it, you read all the different miracles that he performed, a lot of it, I mean, most of them, there was some interaction with the people that he was ministering to.
Sure.
You know, but
your faith has made you well.
Exactly. It was because of their faith was attached to the whole thing. You know, even the woman who reached out and touched his garment was healed of her bleeding. And and when the I think it was the blind man, they were screaming out, you know, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us." And then he goes, "Well, what do you want me to do? I want to see." There was faith. There had to be something attached to it.
Sure.
But he went home. He went home. These people that knew him when he was just a kid. And they could not get past that. They just could not get past this is just some kid that was, you know, working for his dad in the carpenter shop. You know, they couldn't get past it. You know, here's his mom, his sisters, his brother, blah, 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 blah. They could not see past it. And they got offended by him. I'm thinking, oh, dear God, please don't ever, ever let me get that familiar with you that I cannot receive from you anymore. You know, when your biting times get so, oh, well, that was cool, God. And you move on. You don't apply it to your life anymore. You don't think God's speaking to you anymore. You've heard it all.
I read that before.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah, the five loaves, two fishes. Oh yeah, yeah. Check. He feeds everybody. Got it.
I got that underlined.
That's cool. Highlighted. I highlighted that before. Move on.
Right.
I'm like, oh dear God. I was just struck by that whole scenario that even Jesus could not do miracles in his own hometown. So we can't be surprised that, you know, the people around us. I remember when I first gave my life to the Lord, and, you know, I was just like radically changed. They're like, "Who are you? What happened? What'd you do with that guy that I knew?" And they didn't want nothing to do with it. I mean, my family rejected me, my friends rejected me. You know, I'm like, it was just me and God, dude. That was it. You know,
right.
And I didn't care. I mean, I was so enamored by Jesus. You know, I still am today, but you know, it's just that newness.
Sure.
When you first meet the Savior of your soul, I mean, come on. I mean, the only thing you compare it to is when you first meet your wife, you know what I'm saying? When y'all first start dating, you know, there's that newness, and there's that thing that you have between the two of you. But when it comes to God, I mean,
which is very low compared to your encounter with God.
Exactly. I'm just trying to. People who've never had that or don't know what I'm talking about, what you compare it to. And it's just, I was just struck by the whole situation with them, and I just prayed, God, please don't ever let me get that way. Don't let me get too familiar with you, that I cannot receive, I cannot see the things that you're doing amongst, in my presence. You know what I'm saying? He's doing miracles every day, but we can get so familiar with him.
And that's the fatal price of familiarity.
Yeah.
And that's what every believer should guard their heart from. Because it's, you know, what a shame that Nazareth, his hometown, I mean, they could have been put on the map. You know what I'm saying? Jesus came from here. You know
exactly.
I mean? Jesus came from here. They could have been put on the map instead. Exactly. Instead. And that's the whole thing, you know, when you start putting your mind and you start wrapping your mind around things and you start judging things and pulling out your ruler and start pulling and you start measuring. So you get in, you're moving in the things of man and you're not moving in the things of God, you know, and you've got it all figured out. You got this one. I heard this teaching already. I got it. And what happened to being a little green and humble, and now because you learn a little something, you have, you know, now it's like, oh, I can't receive.
Right.
And who loses there? I mean, Jesus didn't lose. Jesus went to the next city.
He moved on.
He went to the next city.
He didn't hang around. He'd keep going back and going back and going back like we tend to do. Like, oh, let me just try one more time. Whack.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, when will we learn? He said, move on. He said, dust your feet off. Right. You know, they're not worthy of you. Just keep going.
Keep it moving because that's just it. They're not going to be able to receive the blessing. They're not going to be able to receive what God wants to do. And what a shame. I mean, to think that you could hold up your blessing. You can hold up the biggest thing that you need in your life for God to do. And because you're closed-minded, because you've got it already figured out, because you prejudged it, because you already know how this is going to end, quote unquote, and God possibly couldn't do that, right? Then you're not going to be able to have the miracles, the power of God,
right,
the truth of God's word that'll set you free.
Yeah.
Because you got familiar.
Right. Even Jesus said, he told them at one point, he says, even if you don't believe in me, believe in the miracles.
Exactly.
Believe in the power. How can you deny it? It's right in front of you. You know, people are being healed, you know, from diseases, you know.
They were so blind, they even called him Satan.
Yeah.
It's by Beelzebub that you're doing these things.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Really? Really? It's gotten to that point.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. That's the Pharisees were just looking, and they got jumped all in the whole thing as well. It's just like, This is a recipe. The fatal price of familiarity is a recipe to lose your miracle, to lose your blessing, and to lose everything that God has for you. I mean, ask Miriam. I mean, Miriam got caught up saying, you know, well, God speaks to me too. And here's Moses being called to lead a people out. I'm sure he probably helped minister to his sister, you know, Miriam. He probably taught her probably how to hear the voice of the Lord.
Yeah, right.
Taught her all this stuff. And all of a sudden now, who is Aaron? You know, who is Moses? Who is Moses?
Yeah.
He's my brother. I know about him.
Yeah.
I know what my mother,
I used to change his diapers.
Yeah. Right. It always strikes me like, why would people always want to talk about, well, I remember back in the day. Well, you know, we're not living back in the day. This is a new day. You know what I'm saying? It's that thing of trying to bring back who you were before Christ. Like, deal with what Christ is doing now. You know what I'm saying? This is real. And because she thought that she could do that, God made it very clear. And she was struck with leprosy.
Yeah.
I mean, many people today are suffering a leprous condition. They're wounded. They have all this stuff going on because they've put and they've touched their mouth on the things of God. You know, what God is doing. They've got so familiar that they're saying things or speaking things out. God's saying, Miriam, Moses, I speak to you face to face. Okay. This is my man. Okay. And there were consequences. Moses had to pray for her. But guess what? I believe those 7 days that the whole Israelites had to stay in the camp. That they were shut down. They couldn't keep moving until she was quarantined and she was healed and then she was able to go with them. Yeah. And I think about if you're in some sort of leadership position in your family, you're a parent, you're a father, your husband. If your fatal price of familiarity could literally cause your entire family to lose the blessing. You know, many times we're gatekeepers, we're influencers of what God's doing. We could be ones to help and be a channel and open the doorway for what God's doing. Mm. Or you can be the person to judge it and slam the door shut. And to me, it's like, I don't want to be the one later to find out, I had all these blessings for your family. Mm. I had all these blessings for your friends. Mm-hmm. But you squashed it because of judging and whatever. You know what I'm saying? You got familiar. Mm-hmm. Right. And now nothing happened. Exactly. And now nothing happened. It's a powerful word, Pat, because it just really helps us to stay humble. That's what we're missing, humility.
Yeah.
It stays humble and say, you know what, God? I'm not going to get familiar with who you're using. Mm-mm. And I'm not going to be familiar with your word. I refuse to be familiar. I'm going to allow you to share whatever you want to share with me. Again, even though I might have read this before, I'm trusting that there's a fresh word for me in there. And we can pray, Lord, reveal the word in the word to me today. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.